everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8 inch wall square tubing and a powder coated finish to last 4 years. With a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry, call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Light trade continued to develop throughout the livestock markets today as traders positioned holdings for the weekend. After aggressive market pressure in live cattle and feeder cattle markets, the focus moved to short covering activity during the Friday session. This allowed for increased market activity over the next several sessions. Lean hog futures were mixed in light trade with early pressure. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 11 points higher. NASDAQ down 15 points. Mixed trade developed in live cattle futures today with traders trying to square positions at the end of the week. June live cattle futures backed away from early support with prices now trending 70 cent losses, while most other contracts have been able to hold light 5 to 30 cent gains. But there is still growing concern that long-term liquidation may develop and prices could continue to shift lower throughout the next month. In feeder cattle, buyer activity moved into the complex, allowing traders to break away from the choppy and down moves seen over the morning. Nearby contracts, meanwhile, posted firm gains nearing $1 per hundredweight. This allowed commercial buyer activity to slowly move back into the market, although it is not changing the overall tone of the market after the strong market liquidation seen in the last several sessions. Increased market volatility expected to be seen, though, through the next couple of weeks, which may bring even more price swings throughout the complex. Grain futures were mixed today, with wheat again leading gainers higher as storms continue to move across the Midwest. Corn prices struggled a little during a choppy overnight session. Meanwhile, rains were moving across northern Illinois and spilled into Chicago as traders arrived, a good reminder of the wet forecast for the next week or more. Soybeans were higher, getting a lift from stronger vegetable oil prices and the rally in wheat. Wheat prices were higher, led by more buying and higher protein stocks, while Minneapolis tried to regain its footing after volatile trade this week. Winter wheat contracts, though, posted new highs for this leg of the rally. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.